This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. This is our report for June, what I anticipate going on with the trout and the bass. Some things that might help you catch some more fish and make it have a little more fun than otherwise. So the conditions we have on our trout streams now is really great for the kind of fishing I like to do. The streams are dropping back nicely. They're very clear. And this gives us a chance to spot those fish out on their feeding stations. And what I like to do is go one-on-one. When I move in below any pool, I pause for a minute or 2 minutes and actually study that pool very carefully, trying to spot a trout out on the feeding station. Now, once I spot him, then the odds are in my favor trying to catch that guy. Now, the thing of it is, when I move in below those pools, seldom do I see a whole trout zap lying there in front of me. Actually, what I'm looking for are what I call signals. This is some slight physical feature that trout exhibits that when I scrutinize that pool a little closer, it helps me narrow down what I thought I saw, and all of a sudden, there's my trout. Now, this is very, very effective, and it's very good action. The movement that a trout exhibits is probably the easiest signal to locate. This could be him moving underwater to take a nymph. It could be him relocating on his feeding station. But whatever I detected, that slight movement says, there he is, go for him. Then I know where to drop my fly, and away I go. Now, another visual trigger that helps me a whole lot is the color of the trout as compared to the color of the stream bottom over which he's lying. For example, a brown trout usually has a dark brown back. If he's lying over a stream bottom that's mostly sandy bottom, it's going to be a lot lighter than he is. So that difference in the color of the trout and the stream bottom is another easy signal for me to hue in on. Now, the shape of a trout can also be another feature that helps me locate him. For instance, most trout tend to have a longer and slimmer body than the cobblestones they're lying over on the stream bottom. This helps tremendously. If I see, walk up to a pool and it's all cobblestone bottom, size your fist on up, and all of a sudden you see something long and slender lying out there, sure enough, that's your trout. And look closer, and you can tell exactly where he is, know exactly where to put your fly. Now, on sunny days, the trout's shadow is much easier to see in most cases than the trout himself. This is particularly true on cutthroats and rainbows. We rely on this strongly in many of the streams out in the Rockies because his shadow will usually be much darker than he is. Then once you see that shadow, then you kind of have to titrate a little bit and figure out where he is. The shadow may not always be right straight down from him. I've seen one morning I was fishing in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I wasn't doing really what I thought I should. And I saw this trout shadow on the bottom, and I ran my dry flies over him, ran him over, and no good at all. And finally, I watched real closely, and sure enough, here he came up and took a natural. That trout was actually holding about 4 feet to the right from where I was seeing his shadow, and the sun had focused that way over to the side. Then once I realized what he was, one-on-one, and I got him. So that really is a lot of fun. And this month, of course, we're going to still have a lot of little Yellowstone flies, a lot of sulfurs. Those are wonderful flies. Now, remember on the sulfur, try to hang around the stream till dark, because that way you get both the spinnerfall and some of the emerging duns. Some of the streams I fish a lot in Pennsylvania, we don't even get good sulfur emergence until it's almost dark. So hang around and wait till the end of the day, and then you get the duns and the spinners both. All right, let's look at the bass fishing we normally get in June and what I anticipate we'll get this June. For what it's worth, I took more large smallmouth bass last year on the North Fork of the Shenandoah than I have in any of the previous 5 years combined. We're just really starting to hit them. In fact, I plan to hit it this evening after work. But the smallmouth fishing on the North Fork has just been outstanding. Okay, Let's look at what I like to do in general. I like to go out here with the hard head surface bugs. The action you expect to get out of the surface bugs is really what dictates your success in most cases. Now, the action of a surface bug could be plastic, could be cork, could be many different things, but these are the hard head bugs. Now, the action is dictated by the size of the size of the bug and the taper of the bug and the cut of the face. Those are the things that enable us to produce different actions. The size of the bug, the taper of that body, and the cut of the face. For example, the Shenandoah Chugger has a fat body and a very deeply cut face. This enables us to produce a tremendous racket with it, which is ideal on some of the deep banks on the South Fork of the Shenandoah, especially on the upper part of the James. Those deep banks that are running up to 5 feet deep, you can actually pull those bass off of there with a chugger. A more subtly dressed fly might not bring them up, but a chugger that you strip firmly with your left hand and throw water every which way, it lets that guy know it's up there. So the chugger is one way to go. Now, the second thing that I use a lot in the schools are what I call the Shenandoah Slider. This is a long, slender bug, very sharply tapered face. Now, this enables me to produce a gentle teasing action that is very effective along the shallow banks and the edge of the gravel bar. There's one shallow bank in which I do my smallmouth schools. I can take this Shenandoah Slider and go down that bank. Water, how deep is it? All right, that water is running in there 2 to 3 feet deep, and it's heavily shaded. I can take almost any beginner in the class and go over there with that Shenandoah Slider, show them how to flip them back up under those undercut banks, and take dozens and dozens of fish down through there. But now you don't want a loud, gurgly, flopping action with those. You want to tease that action. But that is very effective in the shallow water and around the grass bed. Now, the Shenandoah Blue Popper that we just sell in huge quantities has a flat, upsloping face and a long, gradually tapered body. Now, this is capable of a variety of actions. It's not going to be as loud as a chugger, nor is it going to be quite as subtle as the slider. But it has the capacity to do almost any action you want other than those extremes. So try those different bugs in the different areas. Experiment with the action. Usually the best action on topwater bugs is going to be back against the shaded banks. So concentrate on that, and I think you'll get excellent fishing all through June with these hard head surface bugs. If you have any questions on any of this, ring me back at 540-984-4212. This is Harry Burry, Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia.